Second Mishnah, Savi Mori, Yachim Mitzvah, Pinchas, the Zephyr Mishnah, Daniel Shein, Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, we're on page 6 here. Question 41. Tain Shitas Atosis Lagabe, Imdas Lechel Becheder, Acher Mikri Kiddush Mokum Suda. So Tosis Shita is that that if you have Das to eat in a different room in the same building, there's no shinoi mokum, that's not shinoi mokum, that's considered kiddush mokum suda. If it's in a different building, not. But if it's in a... Someone just asked me yesterday, what about from Glock 1 to Glock 2? So far, that's to say that's the same building, that's the same, just upstairs. So if somebody would be drinking in the... He has once a chavrus in one floor, and then he goes upstairs to the second floor. He has das, so that should be okay. I mean, Bir Alafa says it could be even without das, we could be making sometimes, but... So that's the... So what he said, the Sabra Rabbanim... Some places they make Kiddush in the sanctuary, and then they have the Kiddush in the social hall downstairs. But it's not the same room, but they so make on the setter that if you have Das, then it's not in a different building. So in the same building, so that would be okay, that's the Shita Satosis. The Das, and that's we'll see. There's some that say that you shouldn't do the Chatchila. We'll see. Okay, we'll talk about that. Here, page 18, the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe on page 18, Shreishayin Gimel Beis. Fivu b'aisecha b'cheder l'cheder, shekidish b'cheder echer al das lechol b'cheder zeh, b'chachad nimlach lechol b'cheder acher, kibu b'ais l'aliyah, tzvach lazo l'chadish, b'nivon b'nulach, kibish ha'adaito lechol, if you have das, ain't sort of lachzul kaddish. Im shnei chadorim peim b'vayis echad. Peim b'vayis la'aliyah, b'aliyah b'vayis. Mikol mokom, l'katchiyo tol shalol lasif, k'et she'esh cholkim ol zeh. So the Alter Rebbe says, but it's better not to do it. To see cholkim ol zeh. So I guess some Rabbanim who do it feel that the Yesh only need this book, and they feel that it would be more of a problem not to rely on the heter. People will start eating without kiddush and whatever. So there's a little what to say. Shetain for the ten shitas haritz geis in tzir holiday ria. So the Ritz Geis on page 7, he says, Amar Rav Sar Sholom, L'kadesh b'bayis v'latzeis l'chotzer v'lisot shamim roa m'kol marishon muter. So he says that if you're in the same site of where you made Kiddush, and you could see, we saw the Sefer HaShlama, it says if you could hear, if you live next door to the shul and you heard kiddush in the shul, now you go to your house and you're not making kiddush again, say, but you could have heard the kiddush from shul to the house, so then that's considered mokum echad. So that's a kiddush, because hearing We don't have so much of a precedent in that halach of hearing being. We say roim zedzeh. We have in Hilchos Eidos. We have in, you know. Is a different thing, but the Ritzkei thing, if you could see from the place where you heard Kiddush and you eat, you could see from one place to the other, then that's considered Mokom Echad. And so that's in Hilchos Ritzkei. So the Ran as well says, Avadei Shem. Talks about this as well. Speaks about das. In Kiddush Makom Suda, it also speaks about Das. So if you look here in Shulchan Aruch, see the Torah on page 8 quotes the Rav Sar Shalom, and the Ran, basically quotes the Ran. If you can't see the Ran, if you go outside, you can't see where you made Kiddush, then it's a different place. So that's okay. If you can see the original place, then you're okay. With Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman, okay, so that's the Ran also says that. What does the Magen Avraham say? Let's see the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, hey, look at Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Gimel. One second. Here we go. Here, on page 11, Shlomo Mekomo. Rogan Avram says, I feel derech halom. Even if you see it through a window, it's also considered one mokum. Feel raw mixes mokomo. Even if you see part of it, and Rexus HaShekel says, raw mokomo sagi. Mor Mokom, Avi Mokom Echad in Mokom Shekidesh. So you see the same thing by Zeman, question 45. If you have Shtei Chaburas and do two different rooms, but Miktasam Roi Meilu Aseilu, then it's Mitztaif. Then it's Mitztaif. And then, and Rav Gutman has a chiddush on page 21. In other words, there was mokum yeshivaso. Was it enough that you see the room that the guy made kiddush? Say it's a big room, so I could see part of the room, but he wasn't at that part of the room. Or I have to see the place specifically where he made kiddush. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, Kuf Ayin Ches, Sifkat and Hay, that if you have a big room, and there's a beam in the middle that blocks your vision, right? So is that called Shinin Mokum? That if you say you're eating ice cream in one part of the room, then you went to another part of the room, and you can't see because there's something blocking. So that's not called Shinin Mokum, because it's one room. It's Mukov Mechitzas, it's one room. Even though you could see the other parts of the room. But he said, so he says that's not good enough. The only reason it's okay is because it's Mukov Mechitzas and we view it as this. But if you can't see the place where you were originally, so then, that's not called, then that's called Shinin Mokum, because you can't see it. But you have to have Roma Como is considered one place, but the Mokum means the mokum you were at. But this is all within the concept of Riya. Riya is a mitzdarf. And that's so Tzir for Zeman, question 45, is also Tola in Riyah. And Shinin Mokum is also Tola in Riyah. But the Chiddush that Rav Gutman is saying from the Magen Avraham is you have to see the Mokum that you are. Not just the room you were in, but the exact Mokum that you were in. But if it's one room, it wouldn't matter. So that trumps that halacha. But had it not been a one enclosed room, and then you there's something blocking and you can't see, so then you can't see, then it's considered a Shinin Mokum. But if it's within the same room, say there's a big thing blocking, and but I'm in the same room. In the same room, that's not a Shinin Mokum, even if you can't see. And then the Alter Rebbe, the Siman Reish Ein Gimel Sif Dalet. It says sukkah shehi b'toch habayis, al vishem machm tchitzas sukkah mafsikas ben chalal al sukkah l'chalal bayis. So he made kiddush, and then he goes into the sukkah. In other words, if your sukkah is not next to your house, but you have a sukkah that's when chitzes habayis mafsikas, if the house, the walls of the house are mafsikas between the bayis and the sukkah, even though the bayis mamish opens up into the sukkah, or is a kecheder lecheder. That's going like from one room to the next. It doesn't matter that there's the house and then the sukkah, because since the sukkah is right adjacent to the house, so if you make kiddush in the house and you go into the sukkah, or vice versa, that would be considered, going from one room to the other room in the same house. But in a sukkah smuch l'bayis, meaning sometimes like you have sukkah on your property, but it's not mamish next to your house. So that's interesting, because what if you have a courtyard, it's all closed in, but your sukkah, your bayis is here, and your sukkah is like 10 feet away, but it's still within the same courtyard. So you could claim that that's one enclosure. So maybe that's going like from one room to the next room to the next room. So he says no, but it's going outdoors into the chatzar, even though the chatzar is enclosed. What?
Isn't the chatzer public?
Not necessarily. You can have a private chatzer. Right? How is the chatzer? Even though it's your property, say it's a private chatzah. I understand it's a public chatzah. I understand, like that you should have four or five different houses within one chatzah. But say it's just for your house. It's land. You have land. You have a house. You have land, and then you have a wall around the land. So if you go from the bayis to the chatzah, and then to the sukkah, is that called shina makom? He says, yeah, it's only an anashim mokokum if the sukkah is mamish touching the house, mamish adjacent. What do you say? But that's a shtickle kiddush, because you could have said that since it's enclosed, then everything is one, it's like an extension of the house. Because it's enclosed. So that's the Alter Rebbe. Thus says the Alter Rebbe. That's called okay, so that's the story here of this. Now during June's manim, during the summer's manim, we'll be continuing Bez Hashem on in Yoni Kovitz Onik Shabbos. So anyone is welcome to come and join. But these shiurim are 26 packets that we did on these topics, and Bez Hashem is more to go. So if you around today, you don't even have to be around. You could be someplace else, and you can be on Zoom. I mean, so we still have to, do the inyanim of the wine for Kiddush, and the Suda of Shabbos, and Havdalah. There's still stuff to do, so that's why I didn't want to just stop here, go on to a different topic. So everyone's welcome. So Be'ez Hashem Sunday, Be'ez Hashem will start the Chazar of Sechiris for Kabbalahs, which makes a lot of sense, because that's we learn it on Sundays. And then from there, the shiurim that we have about Pesach, etc. So we'll do that. And then what are we supposed to have?